Good morning. It's March 22nd, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. The battle for the Iron Throne heats up as HBO Max unveils two riveting trailers for season 2 of House of the Dragon, setting the stage for a premiere on June 16th. The trailers split the allegiance, one rallying behind Rhaenyra Targaryen and the other championing King Aegon II Targaryen, hinting at a season filled with conflict and division. As the Targaryen Civil War, known as the Dance of the Dragons, unfolds, the focus sharpens on the intense rivalry between Queen Rhaenyra and King Aegon II. This historical conflict within the Game of Thrones universe promises to bring a new level of drama and intrigue. The promotional materials cleverly use a black trailer to support Rhaenyra's claim and a green trailer to back King Aegon, showcasing the deeply rooted divisions and the impending war. Ryan Condal, the showrunner, teases the inclusion of epic battle sequences, new characters, and of course, dragons. The anticipation for season 2 builds as it promises to take a darker route, following the shocking events of season 1. With the Hightowers marching and Otto asserting his grandson's right to the throne, tension escalates, setting the stage for a dramatic showdown. The upcoming season, although shorter with just 8 episodes, is expected to introduce new elements within the rich tapestry of the Game of Thrones universe. After becoming a hit upon its debut in 2022 and securing a renewal for a second season, House of the Dragon continues to expand the lore of its predecessor, inviting fans old and new to witness the next chapter in this epic saga. When a beloved book trilogy makes the leap to the small screen, expectations run high. The Three Body Problem Netflix series, adapted from Cixin Liu's acclaimed work, is no stranger to this anticipation, especially with talks of a second season possibly hitting screens by 2026. The series draws its inspiration from a complex narrative that intertwines with the unsolvable physics conundrum known as the Three Body Problem. It has successfully captured the imagination of viewers worldwide, setting the stage for a second season that is expected to delve deeper into humanity's preparation for the impending Santee invasion. This storyline, lifted from the latter two books of Liu's trilogy, promises to continue the epic saga. However, the adaptation hasn't been free from criticism. Detractors argue that the series has strayed too far from its original depth and complexity, opting instead for a format that's more easily digestible by a mainstream audience. This significant departure has led to a series that some find lackless and unengaging. Despite these criticisms, the cast remains hopeful. They believe that, at its core, the series carries a powerful message of unity and hope. In a world often divided, they aspire for Three Body Problem, to be a beacon that encourages viewers to focus on what brings us together in the face of existential threats. This underlying aim to inspire hope and unity amidst daunting challenges is what the series ultimately strives for, marking its unique contribution to the landscape of television. In a fascinating blend of gaming and cinema, Margot Robbie's production company, Lucky Chap Entertainment, is setting the stage for a film adaptation of the iconic video game, The Sims. This collaboration brings together the creative minds of Loki director Kate Herron and writer Bryony Redman, promising a unique cinematic venture. The powerhouse team behind this ambitious project includes Lucky Chap partners Josie McNamara and Tom Ackerley, as well as Roy Lee and Miri Yoon of Vertigo Entertainment. With Lucky Chap's recent success with the Barbie movie, which grossed over $1 billion globally, there's an air of anticipation around their next big screen endeavor. Although a studio hasn't been confirmed, Lucky Chap's existing deal with Warner Bros. Hints at a potential collaboration. Electronic Arts, the mastermind behind the Sims franchise, is playing a significant role in the film's production, ensuring the adaptation stays true to the game's essence. Despite the game's lack of a clear storyline, the success of Barbie has emboldened Electronic Arts to explore the cinematic potential of The Sims. Fans are buzzing with excitement and curiosity, especially about how the game's unique elements, like the invented language Simlish, will be translated into film. This project is part of a burgeoning trend of video game adaptations, joining the ranks of upcoming TV series like Fallout and The Last of Us. As the project is still in the early stages of development, details about casting and the release studio remain under wraps. However, the anticipation among the video game community and cinemagoers alike is palpable, setting high expectations for how this beloved game will be brought to life on the big screen. The entertainment world has lost a true legend. M. Emmett Walsh, a veteran actor whose career spanned over 7 decades, passed away at the age of 88 due to cardiac arrest. Known for his distinctive roles and remarkable talent, Walsh's passing marks the end of an era in American cinema. Walsh's career was nothing short of prolific, with over 200 film and TV credits to his name. He left an indelible mark on the industry with iconic roles in films such as Blade Runner, Blood Simple, and Knives Out. His ability to bring characters to life made him a favorite among directors and audiences alike. Director Rian Johnson, who worked with Walsh on Knives Out, paid tribute to the actor's generous spirit on set, highlighting how his presence enriched the film's production. Walsh's legacy is not just limited to his film roles. His extensive filmography also includes memorable parts in Little Big Man and appearances in iconic TV shows like The X-Files. Walsh is survived by his niece, nephew, and grandnephews, who will carry forward his legacy. His contributions to the entertainment industry have left a lasting impact that will be celebrated for generations to come. His death was confirmed by his agent on Tuesday, March 19, 2024, leaving fans and colleagues to mourn the loss of a cinematic giant. In a move that's caught fans off guard, Paramount Plus has just dropped the first 6 episodes of Ark, the animated series. This series brings the world of the popular video game Ark, Survival Evolved, to life, telling the story of Helena Walker, a paleontologist who finds herself stranded on a mysterious island teeming with dinosaurs and other prehistoric dangers. The narrative dives deep into survival instincts and the unyielding quest for discovery amidst the untamed wilderness of the primeval world. The show boasts an impressive voice cast, including the talents of Michelle Yeoh, Russell Crowe, Gerard Butler, David Tennant, and Vin Diesel, alongside Madeline Madden and Jeffrey Wright. This ensemble adds a layer of depth and gravitas to the animated series, promising a compelling viewing experience for fans and newcomers alike. Paramount Plus has announced that the rest of the first season, consisting of 7 more episodes, will be released later this year. In a strategic move to engage the gaming community, the Ark Survival Ascended game is hosting a special event. This event allows players to unlock exclusive skins modeled after characters from the animated series, further blurring the lines between the gaming and television viewing experiences. Additionally, the universe of Ark is set to expand with the announcement of a sequel to the original game. Vin Diesel is not only part of the animated series cast, but will also star in the upcoming game, indicating a significant investment in the franchise's future. This sequel is anticipated to launch later this year and will be available on Xbox Game Pass starting April, making it accessible to a wide audience of gamers eager to dive back into the world of Ark. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.